the love that the community has shown us has been absolutely, absolutely great and overwhelming, but we still need your help.
That's Lucy Candelario, executive director of the Bell Center. Buffalo has a large Puerto Rican community, and many have loved ones on the island still living without running water, power, and fuel since Hurricane Maria came through. In Buffalo, community leader Chito Olivencia says there is some good news. A few have been able to reestablish contact.
If we're getting to the local emergency services in the different towns, there is a lot easier for them to contact these people, and that message has gotten out.
But supplies are still badly needed. Bottled water, canned and dry foods, baby formula and diapers, flashlights and batteries among them. Drop-off sites are still available, including City Hall, Erie County Buildings, Erie Community College, the Bell Center, and St. Anthony's Church in Lackawanna. Casimiro Rodriguez Sr., president of the Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York, says the Southern Tier has also been helpful.
The operations that we've been able to establish here at the Bell Center, they're similar operations in the city of Dunkirk through the efforts of our mayor there, Willie Rosas. Willie Rosa Dunker is taking care of the Jamestown, Fredonia, Olean area.
A similar base has been set up in Lackawanna to manage donations in the south towns. Meanwhile, Mayor Byron Brown is among leaders reminding the public that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens.
We have a very large Puerto Rican community here in Buffalo, so we are available. We are ready. We are willing to take anyone from Puerto Rico that wants to come here to Buffalo temporarily or permanently.
In addition to goods, donations of cash are also being sought. M&T Bank has established a donation fund. There is also an existing GoFundMe account for Puerto Rican hurricane relief. And Hispanic community leaders are encouraging local corporations to come through as well. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.